You've worked hard to accumulate wealth, but with these uncertain times, how can you preserve and grow your wealth in a safer place? Offshore, while earning regular quarterly dividends in US dollars. The solution is here. Hundreds of investors from across South Africa are investing in specialized medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who make it easy for you. Orbvest SA, an authorized FSP. Visit orbvest.com.
Chatting now with Phoevos Parola, CEO of Theresa. They had a production update. This is for their second quarter of financial year 2021. And that's the quarter ending March. Their year starts October. Phoevos, morning. Appreciate the time. You're now a year into the pandemic. I mean, safety protocols at mines are pretty much top of mind. COVID is now, just part of your daily life, just part of that protocol, along with all the other protocols that existed pre-COVID.
Good morning, Simon. And yes, absolutely correct. I think it's part of our value system of care, health and safety, and it's entrenched in everything we do. So social distancing, sanitizing, checkpoint control on the entry. We've got these thermal scanners monitoring temperatures. You may recall that we invested quite heavily in our own on-site clinics, mm-hmm. where we can assess, test, and isolate even through our own quarantine centres cases that are picked up through the monitoring system. And it's all about that early tracking. But pleased to say we have zero active cases at the moment.
Okay, excellent. So, it's working, that track, the trace, the quarantine, the sanitizing. It's a lot, but I think we've all kind of got used to it. Your update that came through, and as I said, it was for your second quarter of the financial year, there were some fairly significant rains, and it's, the farmers like the rain until it gets too much, and then it becomes a problem. For you, rains can also be a problem, and they can potentially hinder mining operations.
They can, and in particular when we have these sort of excessive lightning storms, because we run a large open pit, very much like a golf course. We have these storm monitors where we have to evacuate the pit during these heavy lightning storms. In particular, the rain as well, we welcome it. We do need rain for our operations and for the general environment, but we did, experience certain periods of flash flooding and as I say, heavy lightning. But seasonally, our second quarter is slightly slow due to weather. Mm-hmm. So the performance was on target, and we're pleased with it. We're really operating at the correct levels, notwithstanding the weather.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that seasonally, this is usually your slower quarter, traditionally the mines as well often had the sort of year-end shutdowns and the like. It came through strong, and cash balances looking strong. And at the end of the day, a business is around that cash process, and you're generating the cash, which is the core part of it, and an indication that the operations are running smooth.
Yeah, indeed. And I think we're very pleased with the PGM basket price, which is up 37%, at $3,290 per ounce, and being able to produce into this sort of high pricing environment, generating cash. We ended with the $73 million cash at the end of the quarter. That's up from almost $50 million the prior quarter. So really talking to the strong cash generative ability of the business. And as I say, these PGM prices are proving to be resilient as well. And on the back of sort of fairly significant supply deficits forecast, I think sustainable.
Yeah, I think we chatted earlier in the year. I think rhodium then was 20,000, and I remember that boggled my brain. And your price for this period was almost 28,000. Rhodium is it's probably the most valuable commodity on planet Earth right now. But we've seen platinum move, we've seen palladium move, and you made the point there that the markets seem tightly balanced. In other words, there is still that sort of that bias towards a supply deficit. In other words, these prices are probably sustainable. I don't know how long, but certainly in the immediate.
Yeah, I'd say we agree with that in the sort of short to medium term. I think we will see these higher prices. There may be fluctuations from day to day, week to week. But generally speaking, I think we're in for a higher PGM basket price. And it's really on the back of that increased demand, increased emission standards globally, and importantly, in Far East and China increasing their emission standards, having a big pull on those PGMs that are desperately needed to clean the emissions of the internal combustion engine.
Yeah, and that's ultimately what the PGM is. It's a green metal, and that, you know, the story is, if we're looking for a cleaner planet, we need more PGMs. We'll leave that there. Appreciate the time. Phoevos Pirolis, CEO, Theresa, thanks very much for the early morning, sir. The show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 32, a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Jacksonville, Florida. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider, license number 50483.